respects you as the queen of dance hall.
This is self-made. I manage my own stuff. I'm my own record label.
The bigger you get, the more of a target you have on your back.
Oh, say that again.
I need to know who you're talking about on this new song.
Imagine someone coming into your house that used to be with your man and not telling you, but she's doing your face for years. It's chess and checkers. You got to know how to play your card. 25 years in music. A lot of people put me in that survivor protect mode all the time. I was always crying.
Girls on the internet reposting the song.
Me a business with nobody business. I'm not gonna spill too much.
Welcome to another episode of Full Transparency with Donnie Wiggins, where we talk to entrepreneurs and creatives who are on an amazing journey, and it's evidenced by the outstanding things that they are doing in their careers and in their lives. And you guys, I am super excited because I have the opportunity to sit down with a woman who is taking over the dance hall waves. She has a new record releasing, all kinds of things are happening. This is our first time meeting, and so I want to bring to you the queen of dance hall, Spice.
Thank you so much. Wagwan, big up yourself, and thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for being here. Let me tell you something. I'm loving the whole look. You are so the consistent blues. To what we see on TV. Y'all, listen, no filters. She is so consistent to what we see on TV.
Thank you.
You are a hardworking woman.
I am. There, I go nights sometime without sleeping. I don't know how I do it. So
nights, yes. Without sleeping.
Nights.
I know you're in the studio right now.
I am.
You've got an album coming out. We're going to talk about this new album. We're going to talk about love and hip hop. Mm. We're going to talk about all the things you have going on as an entrepreneur. Are we ready?
I'm ready. I'm excited.
All right. First, most exciting thing. Let's talk about the album.
Oh, so the name of my album is Mirror 25.
Okay.
And the 25 is me celebrating 25 years in music because I started in 1999 at a very early age.
Wow.
So 25 years, it means a lot to me because looking at two decades in a male-dominated business and an ever-growing, like, I'm like, how did I manage to still be consistent and to still be relevant? I feel like it's a big thing. I chose the name Miro because on searching for name, I'm kind of in an era where I'm doing a lot of reflecting and I'm just thinking on all the things that I managed to overcome.
Mm-hmm.
And when I look at myself in the mirror, I'm like, okay, where do I go from here? 25 years celebrating in the music business. Okay, where do I go from here?
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny enough, when I came up with the name of my album and saying, oh, that's what it should be. It should be Mirror, because I've been doing a lot of self-reflection and just, you know, looking at myself. And when I thought about, like, okay, where do I go from here? I think about myself in the future, which mm-hmm. leads me to when I did my song 2085, because I was like, okay, when I get older, you know, what's going to happen? And I start thinking about myself in the future, which birthed the idea for me to do a song in the future, speaking back to my younger self, which was the 2085 T, which caused a whole lot of problem in dancehall. And it was, you know, a lot of things because I was so transparent mm-hmm. with my past and things that I've been through, betrayals from friends and in the music industry. And I was just very open and vulnerable with my first song, 2085 T. But here I am.
So I see all the girls on the internet reposting the song and they're all like minding their business.
Minding their business. Minding their business. Me a business with nobody business.
But can we mind a little bit of your business?
Oh my God. I thought you was going to stick to the song.
Like, can we mind a little bit of your business? I want to know, like, really, because you're dispelling a lot of rumors in this song.
Yes.
You're talking, like you said, about your journey. Tell us about Spice and some of this journey that you had to go through growing up in Jamaica and the things that you're overcoming right now.
Growing up in Jamaica, oh my God, that's always such a hard question because it's so widely spread.
Mm-hmm.
So I grew up in a community called Old Brayton.
Okay.
My journey started when I was pretty young.
Mm-hmm.
My father was the one who encouraged me to do music. He introduced me to music. So he was a lover, Ame Soul, rest in peace. He was a lover for reggae music. So he used to play a lot of Bob Marley in the house, a lot of Professor Nuts and, you know, those type of people. And that's where I kind of got introduced to music. Unfortunately, he died when I was 9 years old. But while he was with me, he was like, you're a star. You know, sing this song. And I used to sing the song. And I'm a foodie.
Okay.
So I love dumplings. So he used to say, he used to trick me with the dumplings. I say, if you sing this song for me, I give you more dumplings. And I want the dumplings. So I used to sing for dumplings. And so that's where the music started for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, moving on to kind of meeting people when I made my first appearance on stage, I met Bounty Killer. He was the first one to hand me a microphone and to tell me how talented I am. He predicted that I was also going to be the next queen of dancehall after Lady Saw, which is why I admire him so much, because that one sentence gave me so much strength to push through the business, because knowing who he was, such an icon and a legend in the business, just to hear those words coming from him, that girl, you got it.
Mm-hmm.
That alone was enough for me, because I remember just walking around and say, Bounty Killer, say I'm good, like, you know, what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah.
So that gave me that thing to kind of catapult my career throughout the years. I never forget that. And then I met like Baby Sham and Ninja Man and Vibes Cartel, who supported my career throughout the years. Furthering now earlier with Shaggy, with my one of my biggest records, which is Go Down There. So it's been a journey, mm-hmm. but I came from humble beginnings. You know, I started from basically nothing, and that's why even now, you know, my slogan is from homeless to greatness, because at one point I lost my house to fire and my family and I was just, you know, homeless and trying to figure it out. I was staying with family, bouncing around in Jamaica, just trying to make it. At one point in my life, my mother's dad, you know, sent for me to live in England,
mm-hmm.
because she was like, he was like, you know, we were very poor, didn't have much. And he's like, I'm going to help you with the kids or one of the kids. He chose me because I was smart. I was like the bright kid.
Okay.
So he's like, let her come over here so, you know, we can help. And I moved to England. I went to school there for a while. And I was always crying to go back to Jamaica. And my grandfather was like, why are you crying to go back to the struggle? We're helping you. This is an opportunity. And I used to say, you don't understand. I got to go back to make it for my mama. I got to go help my mom. Because I used to see my mother struggling, selling. She, even now, as an entrepreneur, I tell her all the time that it was her hustling skills that motivated me, because she used to sell like chicken foot. She used to sell ice. She used to sell anything you can find. And that kind of gave me that young entrepreneurial skills, you know. So my journey's long.
It's long, but you had a lot of encouragement around the way and on the way up. And that means a whole lot, because people feel really unsupported. Right. They're like, oh, I hadn't made it because I don't have anybody cheering for me. Mm-hmm. And that was not your story whatsoever.
It's not. There was no cheerleaders for me. I had to figure it out and put the pieces together.
Mm-hmm.
Growing up also without a father in a male dominated business, I feel like it made me, how would I say it? Do I want to say it made me very masculine? Because I had to now
listen.
Be that male figure for myself.
Yeah.
But I feel like, you know, my upbringing has a lot to do with that hardcore side of me.
Yeah. Do you feel like a woman with your level of established success, like you have to be masculine in a way?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I tell people all the time, again, that being in a business in a male dominated business for 25 years and dealing with a lot of promoters who are male,
mm-hmm.
when you're supposed to get your balance when you go to these shows,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It comes with a lot of people picking on you, and in return you have to be your own voice and standing up for yourself, and then you label to become as the aggressor or the angry black woman because there's nobody that's the voice for you. Yeah. So now you got to defend your brand and what you have worked hard for. So it comes with a lot of things, but you know, I've managed to fight through everything.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I do believe
one of the things that I admire about you is your truth to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You're very truthful to yourself. You're very honest.
I'm too honest. I can't be too honest.
Well, I need a little bit of honesty and transparency here, because I need to know who you're talking about on this new song.
Oh my God.
I need to know who you're talking about.
Oh my gosh. Why are you putting me on the spot? I know it's transparency, but God damn.
I need to know who you're talking about.
So it's funny enough how you ask who I'm talking about.
Okay.
Because the question probably should be, who are the people that you're speaking of?
Who are the people that you're
speaking
of?
Because it's more than one. And it's so many different situations. And it's so much different persons mm-hmm. that, you know, that involves in that song.
Yeah.
And also one line also goes for more than one person. Mm. So I bring it up because I've been through so much with this song.
But
a few weeks ago,
something.
I know. Yeah. I mean, a few weeks ago when I came out with the song, there's a line that offended a lot of people when I said, I fought for my workers to get highlights. One of them slept with my man right under my sight. That one line, it went for more than one person because it happened with two different people, mm-hmm. you know, and two different situations. You know, it's very public. One of them was the first one to come out, I guess, the guilt of, you know, speaking about the incidents. I had a ex-dancer who I loved dearly, mm-hmm. and we had grown a relationship like best friends. And 3 years.
Are you okay?
I am. We had grown a relationship like best friends. It was a dancer that I really loved. There was rumor that she slept with my kid's father. When the rumor went about, I heard because he was talking about it. Because we broke up and I felt like he was trying to use the situation to, you know, throw in my face, I guess. Mm-hmm. And so after a hair, 3 years later, I confronted her and I asked her. She said it was a lie. It was nothing to it, no truth to it. And so I moved on. And then a few years later, she confessed that it was something else, that it was forced, and it was, you know, she wasn't willing. She never willingly do it. And it was a lot of back and forth. Who to believe? I don't know. Right. You know what I'm saying? Right. So that was one of the situations, but there was also another situation where a lot of people probably see me online with Carly from Love and Hip Hop, mm-hmm. going back and forth, where I felt betrayed because it was an incident with a makeup artist.
Okay.
And she had a relationship with my ex.
Carly did.
No,
the makeup artist did.
Okay. Not Carly. Okay. But Carly and I are friends, and she's friends with the makeup artist.
Okay.
And so she had a relationship with my ex, but it was before me. Mm-hmm. But mind you, this person was kind of, you know, doing my makeup in my house with me and the ex, and nobody was saying anything that, oh, I had a relationship with him. Mm-hmm. So imagine someone coming into your house that used to be with your man and not telling you, but she's doing your face for years. Mm-mm. She took a deep breath.
I just had a chill go through me.
But she didn't tell me. So I found out later and, you know, I was just confronted Carly on it. Like, why wouldn't you tell me that this friend used to be with my man? She was in my house doing my face for years. This is weird.
What was her explanation for that?
They said it was before me.
Okay.
So I shouldn't feel any type of way.
But clearly you do.
I did.
Because in the song, we're talking about it right now.
We're talking about it.
We're talking
about
it. And
I was just like, you know, I don't care how long it was. Mm-hmm. It could be 100 BC years ago. I deserve the right to know.
That's girl code.
Yes.
For sure.
But again, when things happen, people always blame me. And
because they said,
oh, I was making a big deal out of nothing. And, oh, it was before me. So why did I have a problem? They didn't have to tell me because it was before me.
So in hindsight, today, in all fairness, do you think maybe you dragged it a little bit?
Uh-uh.
You feel the way you feel?
I feel the way I feel.
Okay.
I felt violated.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like if it was before me and there was nothing there, it should have been nothing then. You should have said it.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you know, we used to go together. We used to date or we whatever. Like, why would you just come around me not saying nothing and be in the house with me and the man that you used to be with and not say nothing?
Yeah, that's insane. Does your speaking up about stuff like this so easily have anything to do with why you feel like you were blackballed in the industry?
Oh, absolutely. I'm very opinionated on not just on any topic.
Mm-hmm.
I am a very strong, dominant woman, and I feel like in the industry, people don't like when you kind of pick up for yourself and you speak out on things and you lash out on stuff and you're a no-nonsense type of person.
Of course and not. So, they want you to be so agreeable.
And agreeable, mm-hmm. and just work with whatever.
Whatever they give you.
Yeah, just take it. And I'm just not that type of person. So I'm the type of person where I say whatever it is,
mm-hmm.
hate me or like me, I don't care. So, yeah, I feel like that has a lot to do with it because mm-hmm. I'm so dominant. And, you know, one time I used to say there was this crew of people Like, they just put up against you in order to bring you down. And I was looking at her, and I always used to say, this is happening because I'm so successful. Mm-hmm. I came out of the struggle, out of the ghetto. I made it big. I came to America. I'm living my dreams. I'm buying houses. Now I'm so successful. But when I look back on everything and I started to realize, and I look at other people or similar people who's also successful, mm-hmm. I realized that it's not just because I'm successful. Mm-hmm. It's because I'm black and successful.
Ooh. Black and woman. Yes. And successful.
Yes.
Yeah.
Black and woman and successful.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. So that's really the only solution. That's the only thing that I can come up with, because yeah. I feel like a lot of people didn't expect for me to reach this far as a black woman,
mm-hmm.
you know?
From Jamaica. At that. You know, I deal with similar situations, like having a platform.
Oh.
So this conversation is so right on time, because this morning I found myself in the middle of like some controversy. It's always something.
Oh,
when you're
really?
A podcaster.
Well, let me in your business.
You know what I mean? when you're a podcaster and you have a bit of a platform, people will pick what you say. And I sincerely did make a mistake, right? So I called my friend and I'm like, how should I handle this? You know, should I say something? Should I address it? And she's like, you know, Donnie, let me just say to you, being where you're going, the bigger you get, the more of a target you have on your back.
Oh, say that again.
Yes. The bigger you get, the more of a target you have on your back.
And I agree.
I'm like, I feel like there's, I live with two people, one on each shoulder.
Yeah.
It's like the good girl who's saying, let it go.
Right.
And then there's this other one that's like,
let's address
but
it.
it's respect, yeah. It's principle.
But with the situation, because, mm-hmm. you know, we're having a conversation, mm-hmm. do you want to talk about it? Do you feel like you said anything wrong? Do you want to address the situation and kind of clear sometimes?
No, not really, because I listened to the people who I would trade places with. And like, if it were them, the outcome that they would have, and they said to me, and the people that it directly affected, they said, let it go. Just let it go. You don't have to address everything.
Me, I address everything. Me talk everything. Anything what bother me talk. Anything I tell it bother me, I forget it off of my chest.
How is it affecting you, though?
Me don't care. Me have to sleep in my bed.
The accent went to the next level. You hear me?
I know. I know the accent comes out, but I'm the type of person, anything bothers me, I clear it.
Yeah.
I feel like, and it probably is two different situations, because sometimes it's okay to not address it and just let it go.
Mm-hmm.
Because the truth is, once people already believe, it doesn't matter what you do or say.
It doesn't matter. That's the thing.
So sometimes you can leave the narrative.
Yeah.
I was in a situation where a friend that I helped,
mm-hmm.
To even come here in America,
mm-hmm.
turned against me and create this false narrative and just for clout. And I watched him trolled me, lied on me, create a situation in his head that he wanted people to believe. And I sat back for 3 years and watched him speak about me in the most negative way, lied on me. And I just sat back until it was time to speak. And sometimes some of that is good, because sometimes people have to see for themselves. It doesn't matter what you say. You know what I'm saying? So I was in that situation.
Yeah.
However, oftentimes, 99.9% of the time, if they do anything to target my brand or say anything, I am my voice. So I'm going to come out and speak, because I'm not going to allow my besties or my fans to believe a narrative, because sometimes they'll come and try to, you know, tarnish the brand that you have created.
Yeah.
So sometimes it's like on a scale,
mm-hmm.
where it's like, okay,
you got to weigh it and see what matters.
And in this business, to be honest, it's chess and checkers. You got to know how to play your cards.
That's it, right
play
there.
Your game sometimes.
That's it.
Because sometimes they're just poking you.
Most of the
to
time,
say, yes,
Spice,
see,
they're just poking
it.
You.
They're
they want to get the reaction.
To say, see,
and then they're going to take that reaction.
And they take the reaction.
And the reaction goes viral.
And then the reaction goes viral, which oftentimes is what happened to me.
Right.
I'm telling you.
That's not what we want right now.
I know.
So there, I saw on the internet, I think I just shared this on my stories, a new prayer that I'm actually adopting is like, God, allow me to take situations that people put me in from their own emotional perspective and not respond to it emotionally. I'm in a That's space deep. Right now. Like, you responded emotionally to me, right? That's usually what happens. Not you literally.
Yes.
But people are normally emotional and in their feelings. Yes. And they get riled up and they get on the negativity bandwagon and they want to say all this stuff.
Yes.
And I am learning how to not let their emotions force me to respond emotionally.
Wow.
What's going on, family? Whether it's your social network or your wireless network, these connections go a long way for your business. Thankfully, with AT&T Business, you can pick our best wireless plan for your small business and offer your employees the features they need. We talk a lot about having the right tools to overcome problems. Well, AT&T Business helps you get more done when you need to get things done. For example, your teams can work from almost anywhere with phone to laptop tethering and up to 100 gigabytes of hotspot data on the best AT&T Business wireless plan. Plus, AT&T Business wireless plans include nationwide 5G that's fast, reliable, and secure. Wherever business takes you, AT&T Business has the best plan with the features you need. Visit att.com/getbizunlimited to learn more. Now, after 100 gigabytes with our AT&T Unlimited Elite plan, hotspot speed is slow to a max of 128 kbps. 5G requires a compatible plan and device. 5G may not be available in your area, so visit att.com/5G for you for more details.
You gotta learn that.
Yeah, we both
You know
do.
I gotta learn that.
Because we both do.
I gotta learn that. You know my weakness is watching people provoke me, then play victim to trigger my emotions. And my emotions comes with anger because it's a cycle of here we go again.
Here we go again. Feeling disrespected, on principle, all those things. And for me, what it took, I had to read this book. And I'm gonna send you the information after this called Emotional Intelligence.
Emotional Intelligence.
Emotional Intelligence 2.0.
Oh, wow. I need it.
Because I could turn it up.
You know why I need it? I'm gonna say, we can turn it up. You know why I need it is because, and I'm not supposed to talk shaggy business because we're very close.
Okay.
We talk like every day.
Be careful.
I'm not gonna spill too much. But I'm going to tell you why I know that I need it for sure. Shaggy made me realize that I needed that book that you're talking about, Emotional Intelligence. You know, he shares a lot with me musically, things that he's been through, similar situations and whatever. Mm-hmm. And when he's talking to me, he's telling me some things about people who's betrayed him, people who he's helped, some things that he has done that I had no idea that Shaggy was in that situation.
Yeah.
Why? Because he was able to have that emotional intelligence to just sit back and probably not
let it roll off
and not address it or whatever. But my dumb ass, they doing things to me and I'm on the internet like, Meku talk about this. This happened to me and I'm at a place of hurt and anger. And then they go,
and then
see,
the moment that you say, I'm not responding anymore.
Yes.
You see something new and you're like, all right.
Okay, yeah, I got to say something.
Where my phone at, right? I got to address it.
And then when I compare what he has been through to some things that I have been through on the internet, talking about it, probably crying, probably arguing, probably, I'm like, oh, well, I haven't even been through.
You haven't been through
much.
Yeah.
Like, Shaggy, what? You went through this?
And most of this stuff,
I need that book.
Small stuff. I'm gonna make sure your team has the copy.
And he did say, you're just too emotional.
But you know what I do like?
I love hard. I love hard. And I find that people that I have loved always the ones that betray me. And I don't know why. I may not have the answer.
It's because don't love can't betray you.
And that's the thing. And even now, there's so many people that I see ganging up, trying to tear me down and saying, and people just got to understand that these people were once my friends.
Friends and fans.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
People that I once loved and gave my all to.
Yeah.
And that's really what hurts the most.
You know, Spice, I'm glad you said that because there are people who are listening to or watching this right now, and they want your life. They want your fame. Whoa. They want your limelight. And I don't think people realize what it takes to manage this.
They don't. You know, where I am in my career right now and celebrating 25 years, it's not a walk in the park.
Yeah.
You know, my journey and where I came from, walking in the streets, promoting my music, getting CDs, going from bus stop to hand it out to taxis so they could play it to DJs, to going to parties, to standing beside the selector so that my voice could be here, mm-hmm. to play my songs, to spending money to promotion, to mute. Like, I don't know if I can even begin to explain to someone what it took mm-hmm. for me to really be here, to say, oh, I'm the Grammy-nominated queen of the dance hall. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's enough words to explain the struggles and the hardship.
Yeah.
But going through all of that and someone just looking at you and feeling like, oh, I'm going to fight her for it or fight her down for it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I think that comes with a lot of, oh, I got to talk up for my brand. This is like not an overnight success, girl. I worked hard. It was consistency and a lot of determination.
Yeah. And there are levels to success. Mm-hmm. There's a whole lot of people who are successful. They're in corporate America. They're getting paid these amazing salaries. Uh-huh. And they get to go home at the end of the day and leave work there.
Yes.
But then there's your kind of success. Yes. Where you are literally successful in the spotlight.
Yes.
And that's the difference. People can see every move you make. People can see every mistake you've made.
On reality TV.
Spice, you done some stuff on reality TV.
You have done some stuff, girl.
You done some stuff on reality TV, right?
Oh, that's so funny.
First of all, y'all, okay, she is so sweet. Came in speaking to everybody, hey, how you doing? I'm Spice. Because I'm like, she's not going to try to fight me in here, right? Like, it's not going to get spicy in here, right? No. And there are two, there's the star you, mm-hmm. there is the survivor and protect yourself you.
And a lot of people put me in that survivor protect mode all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then victimize themselves.
Yeah.
And so I feel like I have to fight to, you know, I feel like I'm always battling to fight that survivor mode
because
it's so like a cycle.
You're connected to it, though. Like, even from being a small child, your family just went through something where had to survive. Survival is
absolutely
a skill for you.
It's a skill for me. It's a lifestyle.
Yeah.
It's all I know.
Yeah.
Fighting for, you know, to survive is all I know. I've been fighting for survival since I was 9 years old.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then just dabbling back a little bit into that love and hip hop circle or cycle, I always say to people, TV world, which is what I call the people who watches,
mm-hmm.
doesn't understand the entirety of a situation. They have to go off of that 1 minute that mm-hmm, they probably mm-hmm, see or mm-hmm. the few seconds that is shown to them.
Yeah.
So sometimes I'm not even angry at the audience because they're reacting to maybe even the clip that they see on social media or the little pieces that they see.
Mm-hmm.
But I always say, not because you didn't do something to me on camera.
Mm-hmm.
It does not mean that it wasn't done.
So is this stuff real that we see on Love & Hip Hop?
For me,
like 100% yes. of it is real?
Well, yes, for me.
Okay.
Everything for me is real. I don't make up storylines. I don't do that fake thing.
Okay.
So it's always real. Mm-hmm. And I guess maybe that's where I go wrong. Because you have a lot of them that's really cap and really fake on Love & Hip Hop, that they will come with their fake stuff and it's not as emotional. But because mine is real and it's my real life and I don't have time to do the fake and I'm not making up no story and it's real for me, then you're going to see real emotions, which is hurt and anger and pain.
Mm-hmm.
So if somebody does something to me, whether you did it on camera or off camera, it doesn't mean that it wasn't done. So if TV is just seeing, oh, we're here, girl, you still did something to me
right.
to betray me.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a spot. It's always been like, oh, my God, I'm in this spot.
So you emphasize my storyline is real. Whose storyline might not be real?
Girl, you never know what you're getting from these cap-ass girls.
Who would you say got a little cap? In their storyline.
A little cap?
A little cap in their storyline.
That's the question of the day. A lot of them, maybe.
A lot of them.
Carly Springs is a lot of cap.
Okay.
I think that's probably what you want.
I think you can tell.
She sprinkles a lot of cap.
Okay. Okay.
Who else? Here and there. She said, who else?
Carly is your friend, so that's easy to just say that. Okay. Well, yeah, right, because y'all are going at it right now. Carly and who else?
She used to be a lot of them.
Any of the guys?
I think the guys are, no. I think the guys are really just very chill, open, and honest. Mm-hmm. And that's why sometimes I feel like it's a girl's girl show, because the guy's not going to come and do that little yat-yat chit-chat back and forth. So I feel like the guys have, they're real and genuine.
I think there's something to that, though, because I've heard that before. Like, a lot of the guys really come being who they are, but then the women are the ones who get put on display to add a little extra, you know, to their story for the ratings. How do you feel about that?
I don't know about adding a little extra, rather than, I know, you know, a lot of people say sometimes, oh, they're using you for the ratings. That's because I'm probably always the emotional one. Mm-hmm. But again, that's because what I go through is real. Mm-hmm. So it's real emotions that you're seeing. It's real pain. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So for someone that may go through a situation and you see play out on probably, and they're like taking it light, and I'm like, oh my God, what's happening here? Because you know for sure if somebody slept with your man, it's not going to be like, okay, you know? So those are the little parts that I don't like. Like, okay, come on, let's be real.
Okay. But overall, that's...
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Show, would you say that being a part of the Love and Hip Hop franchise changed your life?
It did.
Yeah.
In a positive way as well as a negative way. Okay. And that's okay, because my career as an artist also comes with good and bad. Mm-hmm. So nothing is going to be 100% perfect. As an artist, people are going to say, oh, she's loud, she's vulgar, oh, she sings slack songs, whatever. But then you have a fan base of people who is besties, who are fans, who's going to support the music and love and understand the Jamaican culture, that it comes with a lot of whining, a lot of gyrating other ways, a lot of broke out, a lot of skin out. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So being on TV and Love and Hip Hop, it's okay, because I understand what the franchise brings. It's your reality, you know. So at the end of the day, I do get both sides. That is all, anything is going to come with good and bad. But I personally feel like Love and Hip Hop has opened a lot of international doors. It has, you know, introduced me to new audiences, because I remember when I go on the show, a lot of people who knew me worldwide and internationally, because I've been touring. I was famous before I came on Love and Hip Hop. I've been touring Europe, worldwide, international before. But when I still came on Love and Hip Hop, there were still people who didn't know the brand Spice. Mm-hmm. So I feel like it has helped to catapult my career in some way.
Yeah.
Whether people feel like, oh, why is she on Love and Hip Hop? She's a big international superstar. I still feel like it's introducing me to new audiences.
I think so too. And you're also attracting some icons. There's a song that you just released.
I know, that's right.
And I want to talk about it, because you're with one of my favorites.
Oh my
gosh. All time.
I love him.
Busta the rhymes. Ooh, you guys.
Round, 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 yes. And round. Finger ass. Go round and round. Hey. Ooh, ha.
How? Like, oh, how? Busta is an icon. Internationally.
Icon. We said it same time.
He's an icon.
He's an icon.
How did this duo happen?
I have known Busta Rhymes for over 10 years.
Okay.
I met him in Jamaica. Mm-hmm. Was a situation where it kind of caused us to connect. You know, big up to Spliff Star as well. He calls me 2.50, because I remember, like, with performances or recording a song, I would just go in the studio, write my part, 2.50 second. Or if we have a performance, I go on the stage, I'm going to bust the crowd in 2.5 seconds. Mm-hmm. So they always tease me. Mm-hmm. So big up to Spliff Star as well. And Busta Rhymes, that connection, when we made, you know, our connection in Jamaica, there was just something so that just connected us, that it was just attaching. And he was like, boss lady, I got you. You know what I'm saying? We just connected. Like brothers and sisters, as I know people see the closeness and think otherwise, but I've known him for a long time. Mm-hmm. And he's just so, oh my God, there's not even enough words to describe how caring he is, mm-hmm. how, you know, just nice and professional and he's just a legend.
He's just a legend.
You know, meeting him and knowing that I was a fan before I even met him, and the artistry and the super talent that he has, the way he delivers his music, how unique it is and iconic. You know, now to be collaborating with such an icon is just a humbling experience. And let me just explain how easy the process was. You know, you still can't even believe, like, wow, Busta Rhymes did this for me so easy.
Mm-hmm.
So easy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what?
Why?
I don't know. I feel like it's just the love that he has for the Jamaican culture.
Mm-hmm.
He's always giving back to the Jamaican culture. He's always so supportive of us. And then meeting him and becoming friends with him and just connecting, he's just so caring. And so, you know, I remember reaching out to him with the song.
Mm-hmm.
Big up to Yo Levite, who's the composer for the rhythm. When we got it, I was like, this sound dancehall. It sound a little hip hop. It has a little country vibe. Like, mm-hmm. oh my God, it's so unique.
Mm-hmm.
And when I put my little part on it, I'm like, who am I going to reach out to take this song to like the next level?
The next
level, Busta Rhymes was just the only name that came up to me. Because there's just something about Busta Rhymes and Missy Elliott where you can't deny the fact that they're just legendary.
Period.
They're going to take it there when it comes on to the art of delivering certain mm-hmm. things. You mm-hmm. know, it's just different when it comes to them.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I sent it to Busta Rhymes and he was like, Boss Lady, this bad, this wicked, I got you. And when he sent me back his part, I cried.
I know you said, oh my God.
Oh my God. Oh my gosh. And it was like, you know, just put in the process of getting the clearance, of shooting the music video, of not having to pay. Girl, we got to talk about it. Like, you know what I'm saying?
You didn't have to pay him for
this? I did not pay him a cent.
Wait a minute.
And no, I hope nobody out there don't butter go, oh, boss man, how come I got to pay? Yes, you got to pay. We different.
But why did you?
He loves me. No.
Y'all got to pay.
Y'all got to pay.
She does not.
Yes. So don't butter go call Busta Rhymes talking about. That man did his own wardrobe. That man was just a different beast. He was just like...
You love to hear this about your icons.
Yes.
Like, you love
so
to hear
sweet,
that this is the experience.
So caring. So easy. So no troubles, no hype, no attitude, no like,
whatever,
oh, I'm the icon.
Need.
I'm whatever you need.
Mm-hmm.
You need to get this clearance, send an email to this person.
Mm-hmm.
You want to shoot a video? Okay.
Give me a date.
What?
Send me the date.
What? A Busta Rhymes?
Are
like,
you
we're talking
me right
about
now?
The boss man right now. I'm thinking like, oh my God, I'm gonna shoot a video with Busta Rhymes because you know his closet go
yes.
way up there.
Yes.
And he's like, no, boss lady, I got you. What?
What do you mean?
What do you mean? Busta Rhymes, what? I'm like, okay, you got me. I'm glad because I can't afford to to do your closet.
Yes, yes.
But we got to celebrate our icons when they are so supportive of Black women
mm-hmm.
because he did not have to.
Hey, hey, entrepreneur, are you looking for mentorship? Do you ever watch me here on the Social Proof Podcast or on Full Transparency and say, you know what? One day I want to work with Donnie. Great news. You absolutely can. Join me inside my community, Actionable CEO, where we help to develop new habits, grow you personally, professionally, and financially, help you take massive action in your business, ultimately helping you make more money. It's just $97 a month. We meet every single week. We have a book club. We do live co-working sessions. When I'm in your city, you guys get to connect with me in person and so much more. Don't take my word for it. Go over to actionableceo.com. Check out the page and see if it's a good fit for you. If so, I'll see you on the inside. But he did.
But he did.
So that says a
and
lot.
I got
about
a big
you.
Record.
And you got a big record. All kinds of viral moments
wow.
happening around this. First of all, Busta is the one that you want to take. Like you named him, Missy, Busta. If they're
yes.
on it, it doesn't go wrong. But I do want to talk about, I mean, because you're the queen of dance hall.
Absolutely.
And when it comes to being an artist, an entrepreneur, a creative, whatever, innovation is necessary.
Absolutely.
And you took dance hall music and merged it with a country flair.
Yes.
Where did that inspiration even come from?
I would say come from the beat, the composer.
Mm-hmm.
Working on the album, the Mirror 25 album, you know, in celebrating 25 years, you want to have different sounds. You want to have different flares of music. And, you know, you're talking to Levitate and you're like, I want dancehall to fuse with this. And you want, because, you know, being in the business for 25 years, you've had so many fan base from all different countries. So you want to be able to relate to them. So we have something sounding Indian. We have something with dancehall mixing with this because my fan base is so big and it's grown tremendously well. And so when you're telling him, oh, I want this sound to mix with this, and he's trying to put it together, and we're like, wait, let me hear that again. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That's what birthed the idea to write a song to fit the rhythm. And to be honest, when we got the rhythm, he was like, oh no, I don't think this is gonna work, because it's like, we don't know what genre is, you know what I'm saying? Right. But you can hear the real dancehall element in there, and that's why I stood true to being authentic on the beat, spitting my raw Jamaican dancehall. I'm not gonna leave that none at all. And then Buster just came in and took it another level, because he also spit a little Jamaican to remind them that, listen, my culture this.
Yes.
And then he went back into hip-hop, so it's like fused with hip-hop, dancehall, country, like, you know. But the greatest thing, when you hear it, you have to dance. You can't deny it. You want to whine. You want to have fun. You want to party.
Definitely.
You want to go round and round.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Do you feel like you'll experiment more in like country or with any genres?
With this album is going to have a lot of different sounds.
Okay.
Because I want to give that to my fans, you know. So I'll be dabbling in a lot of different sounds.
Slice, it sounds like where you are right now, mm-hmm. you're literally just having your way.
I'm just having my way. And this, guess what? I'm independent. So I'm able to have my own way.
You can
way.
Do what you want.
I can do what I want. Ain't no record label telling me, okay, this is the record we put in on. Okay, this is how I want you to sound, or this is how I want you to look, or mm-hmm. put in, like, I'm not no industry plant, baby. This is self-made. I manage my own self. I'm my own record label. All the songs are being produced also by me, Spice Official ENT. So let's talk about it. I'm a one-woman army. I'm also a business woman, a business let's mogul. Go. I've took my brand from ground zero by myself. So let's talk about it.
Let's talk
don't
about
Don't play. With this black woman. Don't play
with her.
Business woman. Let's talk about it.
And the queen of dance hall.
Yes.
And more importantly, it's not just what you're calling yourself. Like, no. The fans. Jamaica Absolutely. Respects you as the queen of dance hall. And yes. You are really engineering the whole process by yourself.
The whole process. Everything. The whole creative process. The songs. I'm writing. Like, first of all, when this album come out, go look at the writers.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't no 10, 3, 15 people pun the writer.
Mm-hmm.
Grace Hamilton. Mm-hmm. One Grace Hamilton. I wrote all my songs. You know, I'm the executive producer for the album.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the creative mind behind the brand and the music videos and what I want. That's what makes it fun.
I love that. Yes. I love that. That is so exciting, but it's also very risky.
Very risky.
It's very risky.
It's very risky.
This better work.
It's very risky. Like,
this better work.
I'm giving my all. I spend all my money now.
Right.
I produce all these records. I shot all these music videos. Y'all better like it now.
You got all these collaborations. Y'all better go download, yes. stream everything.
Go and download Spice Official. Click the link in my bio. Go buy that song now. Don't play with this black woman doing everything by herself.
Yes.
But I have a great team of people behind me. And so I also have to just big up to the composer, even though he slept through half the year making the beats on me. But, you know, Levitate was just with me all the way. I was able to call him at 3 a.m. and say, wake up, I have an idea.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
he's like, oh, yeah, queen. And I'm like, let's build this beat. I want to sing about this. I want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you best believe when I wake up in the morning, I'm going to get a sound. I'm going to hear that beat. And then this, you know, I couldn't do the album without Red Boom Super Mix, there's so many talented people in Jamaica. So I just have to big up like Red Boom Super Mix, who mixed and mastered the entire project. Ireland Studios, that's the studio that I used when I was putting the project together. You know, Karen Young is the composer, and I'm just so happy to have a body of people. Empress LeGlam, who's always doing my hair,
mm-hmm.
for all the videos and stuff. She took like a lot of time out of her career to just make sure that all the stuff are aligning with the songs. You know, Sky for the makeup, Nasworthy for the makeup. So I just have a good team of people that genuinely care about my brand and know that I'm doing it by myself and genuinely want to see me win, which is a good thing.
Yes. And what I love was evident is that this is why you're so blessed.
Thank you.
Because people want to keep their teams and any help and support they got. Yes. Nobody else would have said Busta did this for free. Uh-huh. Like, they would have wanted people to think that you're doing it so big that you can pay Busta.
No, I can't afford Busta.
For clarity, one more time.
No, I can't afford Busta. I'm glad I didn't have to pay for his classes.
Thanks, Busta Bus.
Busta Rhyme Bus, man. We love you.
So you are on, Spice. You are on this journey. First of all, again, thank you for highlighting those people, because there are so many people who are looking at you and they want to make it out of just being known in Jamaica as well. And for you to leverage your platform and take any time from your shine to highlight other people.
Absolutely.
Did you ever have anybody do that for you? Like, is that why you feel it's so important?
Oh, yeah. I have had a lot of people that took time out to highlight me. Earlier when I was telling you that Bone to Killer has always supported me. He's also a legendary, an icon within dancehall space. I feel like there should have been a statue with Bone to Killer in Jamaica when you pull up in a Jamaica, and Beanie Man as well. But I just feel like Bone to Killer and Beanie Man should have a statue. Mm-hmm. Then if you take up the statue at Emancipation Park, we have a big Emancipation. They might cuss me. They might cuss me for this, but I don't care. I just be like,
move it. Get rid of it. Beanie Man right there.
Bone to Killer. I just feel like Bone to Killer have a big statue in a Jamaica. Like, he has done so much for the culture. He's the reason for the season. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. He has built so many career. Like, Bone to Killer is just so amazing to the dancehall culture. Mm-hmm. And I feel like he definitely deserves a statue in Jamaica. Just like one big one for the with Usain Bolt. Me see them have one look or something. Me not understand Jamaica. Me no know.
Wait.
I don't know. I'm saying I don't understand what's going on with, you know, the politics in Jamaica. Yeah. I feel like there is just a lot of things that needs to be addressed. Mm-hmm. And Bone to Killer getting a statue of Jamaica is one.
Hopefully this starts the process of that happening.
And Usain Bolt deserve a bigger statue.
I love
as
that.
As will I.
Yes. Okay. So you are also on this intentional journey of like self-reflection and self-discovery. And I believe I read somewhere that you think it's your belief that artists, entrepreneurs, anyone really needs to take the time to self-discover, self-reflect. What brought you to this place and why is that so important for you?
So in calling my album Mirror, Mirror 25, it was that point where I was just reflecting. Mm-hmm. And I realized when I look in the mirror, I'm reminded of who I am. Mm-hmm. Who is Grace Hamilton? Who is Spice? Mm-hmm. Where do you want to go? And earlier on, I was telling you that I have a book called The Navigational Business Planner. When you go into self-reflecting and self-healing, I came up with that book because it's really what has helped me throughout my career, throughout my journey, to kind of be more organized, to have pages where you take time out for yourself, where you kind of self-plan. I feel like writing is also something that's super important when it comes on to us women. Like, okay, what do I have to do this week to be more organized? I feel like that has a lot to do with self-healing, taking time for yourself. We got so much going on sometimes, we always forget that time for us.
Yeah.
So also in my book, in my navigational planner, there's pages that reminds you, take yourself to the spa, do some affirmation. Today is meditation day. Read a book.
Okay.
Watch a movie that will make you laugh. When last did you have some me time?
I love that. Watch a movie that'll make you laugh.
Yes.
Like, I'm so intentional.
We're just always working.
Yeah. I'm always talking about and super intentional about like a self-care regimen, right? But I never thought about what makes you laugh.
Yeah.
Like, I'm always focused on what makes you feel good, what brings you joy. Let's talk about the things for you. When Spice needs to fill her cup back up, what do you do?
I go to Jamaica.
Okay.
I go in my living room with my family. Mm-hmm. I love my sister. Mm-hmm. So big up to my little sister, Finice Hamilton. Mm-hmm. My kids, Nicholas and Nicola Toy, they are just my pride and joy. But going to Jamaica, taking my wig off, probably having one of them scratch my hair, and just laughing about things of the past or remembering stuff or just chilling or having my mom cook for me some nice oxtail and rice and peas and planting. Just a homebody. I'm a homebody.
Okay.
So just being at home with family makes me happy, makes me laugh. But you can take me to the beach. Mm-hmm. The problem with going to the beach, I don't get fun out of it anymore. I remember going to the beach in Jamaica and the whole beach just came down on me and I'm like, okay.
You can't go anymore.
Can't go anymore.
Oh, that's got to suck.
It does. But mm-hmm. I love my fans.
Yeah, I mean, sure. Grateful for your fans. But
there are things that I would love to do that does make me happy that is taken away from me because of my popularity. But just being able to be on the beach is good for me. So maybe I need to buy a private beach somewhere.
I'm like, is that a thing? Like, can you get private beach? Well, of course you can.
You can get properties that have, like a beachfront property. You can.
Okay. But I mean, they just say like you don't own the beach, off,
right?
Can you block off the beach?
Yes. They always say you never own the beach, but yes, there is properties that has like a beachfront.
Mm-hmm.
If you get what I'm saying, they say the government, like you can't own a beach.
So you can't, but you can't stop people from coming to your
If it's right in your backyard and you block it all the way where that's your spot, then
we're speaking that for you. You need not the beach front. You need the beach on. Right. Block off, gated off.
This is my beach. I need a beach in
Y'all
Jamaica.
The walk stops there. You cannot walk past this gate.
But that would be fun for me.
That's one of the trade-offs of success. Like the simple things.
The simple things. Mm-hmm. Having that alone time. You know, it's sad, good and bad, but the simple things get taken away from me.
Yeah.
That makes me happy. I know recently my kids wanted us to go to the movie. And I was like, y'all go.
Mm-hmm.
Because I didn't also want to take the happy place away from them. Because I know that that's going to come with, they got to wait to take a picture. They got to wait. Somebody want to say hi. They got to wait. But, you know, they go with someone else and not mommy. Then they get to really go enjoy the kids' time off just, you know. So all of that get taken away from me.
Mm-hmm.
But it's okay. You got to give and take.
Yeah. Because you're setting them up for generational wealth.
Absolutely.
And I know that that's a concept for you that you feel very strongly about.
Very strong about. I mean, you know, I shared with you that I lost my father when I was 9 years old. And that was so hard for me, struggling as a little ghetto girl coming out to Jamaica and just having like nothing. And I know what it's like to have needs and wants and to be able to do without, you know, a lot of things. It's hard. It's not something that I want to my daughter to go through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so what are you doing right now? I heard you mention lightly real estate.
Mm-hmm.
You're investing in properties in the U.S. or in Jamaica?
Both places.
Both places.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What started, like, who do you have people advising you that saying, hey, Spice, no, I know it's important.
Them.
Okay. First of all, she said, hear me clearly. I advise them. So you already knew that you wanted to invest in real estate and things like that.
I already knew.
Okay.
You know, I started having businesses in Jamaica. A lot of people who knew me from New Land, I had a restaurant called Hot and Spicy Restaurant when I was about 18 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I had my first restaurant in New Land,
mm-hmm.
selling food for $50,
mm-hmm.
50 Jamaican dollars. That's where I started from. So I've always been an entrepreneur. I've always known that entrepreneurship is key. I've always known that you need multiple streams of income. I've always been reading up on financial literacy
mm-hmm.
as a child growing up, because I've always known that I never want to go back to where I'm coming from. I never want to have that thing of the past where I know poverty. I don't want to know what it feels like to go to bed without food anymore.
Right.
So I'm always kind of, you know, trying to just stay financial literate. So when I started making the money, I was already in the mindset of making my money make money for me, because a lot of things happen in this society where they give you the fake story of saving your way to the top.
Mm-hmm.
And I also had a navigational dinner recently where I shared with my fans that you cannot save your way to success. You have to
say that one more time.
You cannot save your way to success.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
It's a big deal. You have to have income in all, you have to have multiple streams of income in order to generate wealth.
Yeah, and money that's working for you.
Money that's working
for you. That you're investing. I want to know more about the journal.
The journal.
Yeah, I want to know more about the journal because you've got a lot in there.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So in the journal, oh my God, there's so many pages. In that journal, we have pages that will help you to with your monthly planner, mm-hmm. your monthly goals, your yearly goals. It lays out everything for you, how to get organized, self-healing pages, mm-hmm. Financial literacy, mm-hmm. Motivational quotes, reminding you that the KFC, the Kentucky Fried Chicken that we love so much, Colonel tried over 900 times with that same KFC recipe. So there's quotes that remind you that if Colonel tried over 900 times to sell this KFC recipe and got turned down, why are you giving up of trying one time or never trying none at all, just sitting at home with the idea?
Yeah.
So there's so many different pages in that book that I just feel like everybody, man and woman, needs to have one of my navigational planner, because it took me a year to put it together. And it's not just pages woven together. It's pages that has helped me to catapult to success. So it's everything that I have learned through the struggle as a businesswoman, as an entrepreneur, that I've put together to say, here is my key to success. If you do these things, if you follow these pages monthly, mm-hmm. by the end of the year, I guarantee you success. It's on my website at spiceofficial.com, mm-hmm. and it's called the Navigational Business Planner. I'm going to bring back one for you.
I'm like, I want one. I am the planner queen.
I'm going to bring back one for you.
But this side of you,
people don't get to see it as often.
I want to see, like, we need, first of all, if you're watching this, wherever you're watching this or listening to this, comment if you want to hear Spice talk more about the financial literacy and the self-care and the motivation and the positivity. Like, this side is so appealing.
First of all,
your sides, right? We love it. I mean, because obviously the world right now, as it stands, runs off of a degree of entertainment.
Absolutely.
And so you are showing up in that space very well. Right. You do what you need to do.
I do what I need to do. I feel like sometimes with me, what happens, the grace, the Spice overshadows the Grace Hamilton, and that's okay. Spice is the person that became popular. So a lot of people know me from my slack songs, from me being the queen of dancehall, from me just gyrating all the time, whining on stage, singing, you know, certain type of music, maybe being on Love and Hip Hop as Spice. But they also don't get to realize or get to see Grace Hamilton, who is the entrepreneur, the businesswoman, the philanthropist, the person that gives back. I have a Grace Hamilton Woman Empowerment Foundation. I just gave back $5 million to the kids in Jamaica because I believe and enriching women through education and entrepreneurship. So mm-hmm. I'm big in that space. It's just that Spice is more popular than Grace Hamilton.
Oh, Spice. We have to figure it out. We need both.
We need both.
We need both. Whatever the team has to do, we need both. Because this side is so powerful, right?
Thank you.
It's so, what's the word that I'm looking for? It's not impressive, but we'll use that just for lack of better word. It's so inspiring.
Right. It's empowering.
Empowering. That's the word. Uh-huh. To see, because I believe within the day and age of like social media, absolutely. And reality TV,
right.
I think there are so many people who are struggling with being and showing up as themselves.
Yes.
Right?
Absolutely.
And it's okay to be a person who has such a diverse personality type.
Yes.
You're the gyrating dance hall queen.
Absolutely.
You're the reality TV star. Yes. You're the mom. You're the friend. Mm-hmm. Are you also the lover girl?
I can be.
Okay.
I won't say I am.
Are you lover girling anybody right now?
No, because see, I'm the no nonsense type of girl.
Talk about it.
And it takes that person to bring that girly side out of me. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if I really have found that right person yet, who I trust enough mm-hmm. to just fall back and have them catch me.
Yeah.
So until I'm able to find that man who is going to come into my life and take me out of my survivor mode, my masculine energy, mm-hmm. someone that I can trust, who I believe, because I got to believe you. Mm-hmm. It's easy for you to come and say, oh, I love you. Mm-hmm. Oh, I got you. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm going to do this. But I got to believe you.
You got to believe it. And believing is only through the action.
Absolutely.
You've set the bar so high, though.
I have. And so that also makes it difficult for me to date. Mm-hmm. I've had a lot of experiences where people come into my life and they are intimidated by my success, things that I have, how strong I am. Because it's not easy to have a strong woman. It takes a man, a real man, to have and be with a strong woman. Yeah. A man can come in your life if he is intimidated by a strong woman, then it's going to be a problem. And unfortunately, most of the times I date, the man knows I got more than him. So it's, you know, he don't feel like the man, but that's on him. That's, you know,
that's, I hear a lot of super successful women say like things like, I understand that I'll likely have more than my significant other. And it's less of a problem for her than it is for him.
It is. It's always going to be a problem because no, I think every man just want to feel like they have more than a woman. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Or maybe there's a situation where there's men dating women who, you know, do have more and it's not a problem. But for me, I don't know. I just feel like a lot of men want to have more than the significant other.
Yeah. And I imagine with the publicity of your career, it's kind of hard just getting to know people.
Me, because I never know who's trying to get to know me because of who I am, of Spice.
Yeah. But you also don't get to know people privately too much. Right. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I believe, one of my beliefs is, especially for younger girls, that when you're dating, you should kind of date a couple of people, right? To get an idea of
that's
what you
I never got a chance to. Every time I start dating someone, I just stick to that one person.
That's why we
and my
date
friends like,
people.
See, your problem is that guy liked you and you didn't want to date him because you were already dating this person, but you're not settled with that person. So why not date until you find the right person?
Yeah.
But I'm not that type of person. I always just date someone, one person, and I stick to that person. And then that person end up to be the wrong person. And then I'm like, I should have dated. I think I'm in a space right now where I want to date, but I want to be at a place where the person doesn't know who I am. Like, don't know Spice.
Stop
so
playing.
Where am I going?
Where are you going? She said, I want to be in a space where nobody knows who I am.
It's
going to
happen.
How you walk around.
It's going to happen by the
where
grace of God.
Where are you going?
God is going to put me at the right place at the right time when I'm in my black hair and I'm somewhere that this guy don't know me and he just see me in my black hair and say, oh, I like this girl. And then we're going to have a story. We're going to get to know each other. He's not going to know that, oh, I'm a celebrity, I'm a star, da, da, da. And then he's going to take, sweep me off my feet. We're going to fall in love. Just for me, for Grace Hamilton, and then I'll have to tell him that I have something to tell you, you know.
Save big on all your back-to-school needs, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $3.99 a pound with your card. Then get Oreo cookies, Chips Ahoy, or Kool-Aid jammers for $1.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Have you ever seen Love and Hip Hop?
Yeah, I got something to tell you. You know, I'm not just.
You ever heard
sweeter.
Of Busta Rhymes? I kind of got a. I got a little song with him.
I'm kind of famous.
Remember when I told you I was spicy?
Yes.
Turns out I'm actually Spice.
That's my love story.
That is your love story. I believe for women of at your level, right, what you've reached in conversations with other successful women, I think that you'll probably meet people through referral as a best source of meeting them. Like there's somebody right now who just knows who we all need.
I think so. You think so?
I think so.
Me, I don't want nobody referring me to nobody because the last time my friend referred me to my kid's father, I regret that situation, child. Like, I called her the other day and I said, girl, you introduced me to the worst man.
That is so funny. I get kind of nervous about the idea of meeting complete strangers, me.
Yes.
I just get really nervous about strangers, like not being able to have a single person who can verify any of this stuff you're telling me.
Oh, girl, let me tell you, the last person that I was trying to date, he was so fucking lying for whatever reason. I'm like, why are you lying? Why are you lying? And then in the backhand, when some people is like, okay, he's this person and that person. Oh, he did that and that. Now you want to have an explanation. Like, nigga, if you don't get out of my face, why do men lie? Is there a book for why do men lie?
I think it has to be genetic or something like, in the DNA at this point, because it's just a thing.
Why?
Yeah, listen, for those guys who are intentional and you want to lie, dating strong, solid women who ask a lot of questions.
A lot of questions. When I date, I ask you my hair. What?
No, you're good.
When I, she has snore? Kiki, wake up. Yes, Lord. When I date,
girl,
when I date, I've lost my track. What I was gonna say?
We were talking about men who lie, and we're so open and honest. We can spot it a mile away. It's like, why?
Why? Why do you lie? And I'm like, when I start any relationship, I'm always very open. Well, now since of late, I should have done that. In my earliest stage when I dated.
Mm-hmm.
But now when I date, I try to be very open and give you that platform and that space to be open and honest to me.
Mm-hmm.
What is it you want?
Yeah.
What are you looking for?
Mm-hmm.
Are you dating for marriage? Is dating for, is it just, you know what I'm saying? Because a lot of times we get into a relationship and assume.
Mm-hmm.
And I've learned not to assume. You got to find out from that person,
mm-hmm.
what is it they want. Because not because you want it doesn't mean they want it.
Yeah.
So I'm always, let's talk.
Mm-hmm.
What are you looking for?
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's have this conversation. Are you dating for marriage? Some people don't want to get married.
Mm-hmm.
Some people don't want kids. Some people have different belief. What's your belief? Do you believe in God? Do you know, what do you like? What do you do for fun?
Mm-hmm.
I like to have those conversations so I can know what I'm getting into.
Yeah.
So if I give you that platform to have that conversation with me, and then further down the line, I'm finding out things, and then you want to explain. You gotta go.
If I give you that access.
If I give you that access to me, here I am. My door is open.
Mm-hmm.
I'm opening up myself to you.
Mm-hmm. And you know, I believe that about you. And I'm so thankful for this interview, because you guys should know, like, I'm sure you've seen Spice on TV. I'm sure you've seen her viral moments. And unfortunately, you'll go
they
viral.
They
had
some good ones. They not go some, viral for the wrong things.
Your girl be viral, okay? And I'd be like, ooh.
Ooh. Well, again. Oh, this angry girl.
Right? So for, and I love this on this platform, because I don't know how often you get
to do this.
I
don't.
And just be you.
Right.
Because I know
I was going to tell you at the end of this that this is like one of my best interview. Yes.
Oh,
like,
thank
it's
you.
So very, so open.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you found the right name for it, because it's really just transparent, just us talking. And I've never had the opportunity to just, you know.
I love,
sit back and.
Write down the minute mark on this, clip it.
We're running out of time.
No, but I wanted to say, seriously, like, your fans get to see you on TV.
Yes.
Your fans get to hear your music, where you're very authentic through your music.
Mm-hmm.
And your fans have a front row seat to all of the drama that's attached to your name, but they don't get to see this. And y'all, I just want to tell you that Spice is, first of all, it's not your name. I'm calling her Sweet.
Grace.
I'm calling her Sweet. She's not Spice anymore. She's just Sweet. No, but no, seriously, you are so kind and so sweet. I am blown away. I was literally kind of nervous about having this conversation, because you are so spicy everywhere. And I am just blown away by how amazing and just soft and sweet you are and this other side. No, and I pray that God continues to bless you on your journey.
Thank you so much.
I pray that this record, that this album that you've just dropped, I'm showing my age. Talking about I pray that this album that you just dropped reaches all the milestones that, or I know you got the songs, but everything, this album that you have that's coming, I pray that it reaches all of the milestones and the levels of success that you visualized for it, because you are a gem.
Thank you.
The world needs to see this. Aww. I'm gonna be DMing you like, where the sweet person at? Show
no, a little I'm gonna give you my number. You be texting me. You gonna be texting me.
I'm like, well, it's time for us to get that little splat of, the other side. But Spice, thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having this platform for girls like me to just be open and comfortable.
Yeah.
Because it takes a little bit of comfort.
Yes.
To be able to open up.
Yeah.
And so I was very comfortable. And so I'm happy that you were able to get that open side from me so I can just be comfortable and relax and just be vulnerable.
That makes me feel so good.
Thank you.
Y'all, Spice Official all over. She's going to be tagged. Her website for that journal is also going to be tagged. And I'm going to do a review on it as soon as I get one to let you guys know. My audience knows that I love to journal. Uh-huh. Like, this is a part of my ritual.
Journal is good.
I'm going to let y'all know. And y'all know I have journals. So if I want to review her journal, right? It's a big deal. Make sure you are checking her out on all her platforms. Download and stream because independent. Spice, is there anything that you want to leave us with right now?
I just want to say Spice Official is the name on all social media handles. Follow me, support me, click the link in my bio. My new song is there. Buy it, not just stream it for free.
Okay.
And you know, I'm in a business with nobody business.
Hey. And buy the concert tickets and the tour tickets because we're speaking that right now.
I know, okay? That's right. It's big coming. Up again to everybody that's been supporting my besties. I love you guys so much. Round and round. Fingers go round and round. Hee-haw!
I love it! I'll see y'all next week. Bye!
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply. People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.